with rising interest rates, inflation, and high gas prices, a lot of people are nervous about finances as we head into the second quarter of 2022. Jason Norris with Ferguson Wellman Investment Group is joining us live today to walk us through what we need to know. Nice to have you back on the program, Jason.
Great to be back, Gemma.
So, Jason, the Fed recently announced a 0.25% interest rate increase. This is the first interest rate increase we've seen since 2018. So can you walk us through why they decided to raise the rate?
So the Federal Reserve started increasing rates because of concerns about inflation. The view was that, you know, 6 months ago that they'd have to start raising rates because they had been artificially low coming off the pandemic. But with the continued upward pressure in prices, specifically in energy and food, the Federal Reserve wanted to be a little more aggressive and start raising rates early to slow down that inflationary pressure.
So what does this interest rate increase mean for consumers?
So for consumers, as rates move higher, it's going to cost them more if they borrow. For instance, over the last couple months, mortgage rates have moved up almost an extra 1%. So the cost of borrowing will move up a little bit. Rates are still very low on an absolute basis, but on a relative basis, they're going to be moving higher. And that just means the cost to consumers and businesses will be moving up a little bit.
And so what does the rate increase mean then for investors?
It means twofold. As interest rates move up, it's bad for bond investors. Bonds move the opposite direction than interest rates. So as rates move higher, bond prices go down, and the bond market is actually having a very bad year relative to history. It's mixed for stocks. It depends on how fast rates move up, and some areas of the economy benefit with higher interest rates, such as banks, and others it's a headwind. So overall, it's a headwind for stocks and bonds. But we still believe you can still make money in the stock market.
So then how might the interest rate increase impact the stock market as a whole?
It's caused volatility, which we've seen over the last several weeks, because investors are wrestling with how aggressive the Federal Reserve will be over the next couple months. It's estimated that they're going to raise rates 8 more times this year. So the investors are concerned, will that lead us into a recession? Will consumer spending come down meaningfully? So the rising rates usually just add to volatility. Doesn't mean you get negative returns. It just means the markets become a little more volatile.
So Jason, you know, what's interesting to me is when we look at who the chairman of the Fed is, he seems to be looking at what happened in the 70s. And frankly, it started like in the late 60s, but in the 70s when we saw not just gas prices, you know, inflate, but you talk about what we saw with interest rates. And my understanding is that he's looking at that as an example to try to make sure that doesn't happen again. In your assessment, I mean, could we see that happen again if the Fed wasn't doing what they're doing right now?
We don't believe so. And the main difference when you look back in the 70s, where we saw spikes in oil and food prices, mm-hmm. is that the consumer's wallet is a lot different. Back in the 70s, consumers spent 23% of their income on food and energy. Today, it's 12%. So if you see, we don't think we get those spikes because of commodity prices. And we also believe that the supply chain, which has been tight and we've discussed, should improve over the course of this year. And so those inflationary pressures should ease as well. So we don't think we go back to the 70s level of inflation.
So the Fed's inflation forecast, though, sees core inflation this year at 4.1%, and then overall inflation up by 4.3%. This is it is higher than previously anticipated, but what should we expect with regards to inflation in 2022?
So our view is we'll probably see that 4% area as we end 2022 and going down to maybe 3% in 2023. Now, these levels are a lot higher than we've seen the last 20 years, where we averaged anywhere between 1.5% and 2%. But if you look over the last 80 plus years, the average inflation rate has been right around 3%. So a small dose of inflation is healthy for the economy because it shows the economy is growing, but you just want to keep it moderate rather than, you know, rapid.
And is that maybe where some of the concern comes from, Jason, is that when, you know, when we look at like our own lifetimes, right? I mean, at least as adults, we haven't seen a lot of inflation. And so we don't necessarily have an historical context for what we're seeing right now.
That is correct. You know, we've been used to, you know, the last 20, 30 years of, you know, moderate inflationary pressures. And so when we see the spikes in gas prices and some food prices and used car prices, it's something we're not used to. But the one thing today is that the U.S. consumer is in very good shape, you know, has a record amount of savings, is fully employed, and wages have gone up quite a bit the last couple of years. So while the price increases could put a pinch on budgets, the consumer is in pretty good shape to withstand this, assuming that it is a short-term phenomenon and not something more structural in the economy.
Right, exactly. If it's short-term, because we always see that it impacts people with lower income so much more.
Yes, you are correct.
I want to thank you so much for talking to us about this, because it can be a little bit scary when you don't fully understand it. We've been talking with Jason Norris with Ferguson Wellman Investment Group. Jason, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Absolutely. Up next, we're going to talk with an Idaho musician who wrote an entire album about fish. That's right, fish. That's coming up next.